From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Egypt, the government says it has broken up a militant Islamist ring suspected of plotting a bombing campaign in Cairo. Security efforts are a big issue in Egypt right now. President Hosni Mubarak has hinted that he might not lift an emergency law that gives him extraordinary police powers. That's despite a campaign pledge he made to do so. Reform advocates say Egypt is shrugging off U.S. pressure to open up. And, in fact, it's getting tougher. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
The Egyptian Interior Ministry said its forces captured an Islamist underground group operating in the Cairo suburbs. In a statement, the ministry said 22 people were arrested. Their alleged targets included the natural gas pipeline along Cairo's Ring Road, as well as unspecified sensitive sites. Meanwhile, the official MENA news agency quoted President Hosni Mubarak as saying he could not allow Egypt's emergency laws to lapse before new legislation could be enacted to replace them. That could take up to 2 years. Human rights officials said Mubarak was clearly backtracking on his election year promise to scrap the emergency powers, which have remained in place for a quarter century. If 2005 was a year when Egypt opened its political process slightly, as many reformers see it, this year has seen crackdowns on a number of fronts. Most recently, two judges who publicly criticized apparent fraud during last year's parliamentary elections were ordered to face disciplinary hearings. The judges have been outspoken in calling for a more transparent electoral process and full independence for the judiciary. At a meeting yesterday, Mahmoud Mekki, one of the judges facing sanction, said the government intends to muzzle its critics.
Yes, there is a crisis, and it's meant to silence the judges. They don't want us to question the government's tactics, as we did when we exposed the fraud that took place during the elections.
Judges monitored last year's parliamentary vote, but nothing came of numerous reports of irregularities. Mubarak's ruling National Democratic Party retained its strong majority, while candidates loyal to the Islamist Muslim Brotherhood became the largest, almost the only, opposition bloc in the legislature. Egypt's secular liberal opposition, led by the Kefaya movement and former lawmaker Ayman Nour's Tomorrow Party, has been all but crushed. Nour, who ran a distant second to Mubarak in last year's presidential race, remains in jail on what he calls trumped-up charges of forgery. With the Bush administration focused on domestic matters, Iran and Iraq, reformers here say the government feels free to flex its muscles. In one example of the powers bestowed by Egypt's emergency laws, the government in recent days arrested some 150 people linked to the Muslim Brotherhood in Upper Egypt. Today, 120 were released and 30 referred for prosecution. A spokesman for the group said the government will use today's announcement of an alleged Islamist bomb plot as a pretext for renewing the emergency laws before they expire in June. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.